Now, thanks to Apple's announcement overnight, everyone is suddenly talking about face recognition when it comes to technology. But of course, it's a skill that we use every single day just by walking around, just by chatting to people. Now, there's a term called super recognizers, and these people have the extraordinary ability to recognize faces that they have seen maybe only once or twice. And of course, it's a skill that a lot of people would be very interested in having. James Dunn is a PhD student from the University of New South Wales. His research focuses on cognitive processes involved in face recognition. James, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Talk to me about super recognizers. Tell me how they do it.
Well, the first thing to try and understand is that face recognition ability is just like any biological trait, like IQ or anything else that varies. And in that, people vary naturally, and some people are very good and some people very bad. Super recognizers, however, represent the very best of human super face recognition. The very best of the best, and it's really interesting just how they go about doing it. It seems like they can just remember a face after a brief encounter, or can recognize a face in very difficult circumstances like a crowd or with very low resolution images.
Now, this is fascinating to me because I've always assumed that facial recognition was very much around pattern recognition, but do these people display a similar skill in other patterns?
That's a great question. So the research into super recognizers is only in its early infancy. There's only about a dozen or so papers looking at it. And some of the research says that this is actually a very face-specific skill, in that their ability to recognize faces doesn't necessarily translate to pattern recognition in other objects, at least in the case of super recognizers.
So, I mean, we do know that there are people who cannot recognize faces, face blindness or prosopagnosia. Is this a flip side of the same coin?
That's a very interesting question. So a lot of people agree that because the ability of people to recognize faces does vary naturally, that prosopagnosia just represents the bottom end of the scale. And there are some indicators that what they have is a deficiency in this same part of the brain that super recognizers are succeeding in, but it's still a bit early to call whether there are other deficits as well.
That's really interesting. So not so much a coin, but more sliding scale on a spectrum.
Exactly, yes.
Now, how do you know if you're a super recognizer? you would know, surely. You'd just know, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. So I've spoken to quite a number of super recognizers, especially in the last couple of weeks, and speaking to them, it's not really something that occurs to them until someone else points it out to them, that what they're doing is something quite peculiar. So it's quite often a very socially awkward situation where they've recognized someone from way back and the other person has no memory of them. And they're going, that's quite weird that you remember me. And it's when they start searching online about, am I actually weird? But they find out they have this super recognizer ability.
Do we know if it's a skill you could train up? Do we have enough information about the processes yet?
Yeah, so quite a long time people have been trying to understand how to make people better at this task. That's something that my lab actually looks at quite closely. But it seems like the super recognizers have this innate ability to do it very quickly and in a sort of innate sense that is very different to what happens when you train somebody up to be good at this, that even if you train somebody over many, many years, they'll just never be as quick or as efficient as a super recognizer. At least that's what it seems.
That's really interesting. Look, I know, you know, thanks to TV shows, science fiction, cop dramas, we kind of have this idea that technology can do facial recognition from, you know, a dark room where you can see someone's ear. Of course, you know, anyone who's worked with facial recognition in terms of a technology point of view knows that it's actually, again, pretty much in its infancy. I'm imagining, not to put on my tinfoil helmet, that people who are super recognizers could be, well, very valued within law enforcement communities.
Absolutely, and you can actually see that in cases around the world. So the Metropolitan Police in London in the UK have actually formed a super recognizer unit with the idea that they actually leased out for particular event, policing particular events, or going through old surveillance footage in the idea that they can identify people who have committed crimes.
Look, I was unaware of that. Have we got anything similar locally that you're aware of?
I'm not sure if the specialist teams have yet been formed, but I know that some government bodies are starting to select people based on their face recognition ability, with the idea that then they can use them in similar situations here. But the idea of a super recognizer team, I don't think has quite been formed yet.
And I imagine that testing for it is something that you've really been working on in your lab.
Absolutely. So we've actually developed a test now to try and see if we can identify Australia's best super recognizers. So that test is available online for people to complete if they so wish. And from that test, they can see the results and compare it against some super recognizers we've collected data on already, as well as some test samples population that we already collected. And it's actually really difficult to test them because all the original tests that people sort of invented is that super recognizers were acing all these tests. So we never really knew how good they were. So this test that we made is what we consider ultra-challenging, using varying photos from people's Facebook and very low-quality photographs.
Okay, where can we actually try that if anyone's interested in finding out how they rank?
Yeah, so the easiest way to find it is to Google UNSW face test. We have a static link. It's facetest.sci.unsw.edu.au. We've also got a Facebook page, UNSW face test. You can search for on Facebook and like us, and there's a link there for the test as well.
And we'll make sure all of that is up on the 2SER.com website very, very soon. James Dunn, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You're a UNSW PhD student, James Dunn, there talking about super recognizers, the people with the uncanny ability to pick out faces that they may have only ever seen once or twice before. In a couple of minutes, head over to 2SER.com, find the link for it, test it out. I'm going to be doing that as soon as I'm off air. I'm fascinated by this.